Welcome to Buying Florida with Didier. Whether you're looking to move, invest, start a business, or expand, Didier will share with you everything you need to know. Tune in, learn, and improve with Didier and DDA Mortgage. Now here's your host, Didier.
Didier Buying Florida. I'm Didier with Didier Mortgage, and I want to talk about condos. You know, there's a lot going on, and I can expand a little bit more on my podcast versus a one-minute video. But one of the things you want to look at when you are purchasing a condo is you really want to look at how much you're putting down. One, of course. If you put 25% down on an owner-occupied home, it's called a limited review. They don't look at the budget and a lot of things. It's just a condo questionnaire. On a second home or investment property, it's 30% down. And that kind of does that. But if you put less down, there's a full condo review. And so one of the things that you want to do when you go under contract, regardless, you want to look at is the budget. So what happens is with the budget, we're in 2023. So you look at the 2023 approved budget. And one of the things you want to look is the reserves. You want to make sure that the reserves are at 10%. They'll look at the total operating expenses income, and then they're going to look at what the reserves are. So if you have a $500,000 budget, they want to see $50,000 in reserves. If it's like $49,999, you're dead. It won't work. So they want 10%. Well, who? Who's they? Well, the lenders are the ones that fund the loan, but you know the governments buy all the mortgages. So they're going to buy that loan, and they want to make sure the 10% reserves are going to be there in order for them to purchase a loan. So I had one I reviewed, where I went back and forth with the listing agent, went back and forth. She wanted to go use her lender and all that other horse stuff. And the reserves were 4%. But down below, they had a lot of cash in reserves. So you'd think, my gosh, it'd be okay. But the fact is, there was a reserve study done. And in that reserve study, they had a lot more debt they were getting. It wasn't going to fly. It was just said, hey, this thing's lacking. So that was a deal killer on the reserve study. So that particular condo project is really just a limited review. And then one of the things you want to look at is what further assessments are there going to be? You know, three stories or lower, you're pretty much fine. But over the three stories, you have those engineering reports. Are there going to be assessments? And then you have the assessments on what's going to happen, meaning like the assessments are coming out. Is it going to be assessments that are coming after the closing? Who's responsible? You or the seller? That's a realtor question for you guys to figure out. But you got these assessments popping up and you have things like that going on. The reserve, I mean, you got the budget. So there's a lot of things to take in mind when buying a condo and making sure you have your homework all done. So those are the things that I really wanted to share with you. And then I came across another one. Now, the contract didn't fly through because the seller, they had all these issues going on, but it went through the condo review, found out that it had, in the insurance, it was a 10% for the, money that you have to pay towards it. Well, they wanted 5%. So that didn't work. And so you really got to be careful. Like there's a lot going on and you kind of want to figure out what your association fees are going to be like next year. Are there board meetings? You got to do your homework. What are the expected fees going to increase to? So I'm going to quiz you. What is the one thing that's been really increasing in price that we know for everybody? If you have a home, anybody? Insurance. So you're finding that insurance is costing more money. So with that being said, you got to make sure the insurance that you have taken care of and that you're fine on that as well, because that is going up. That could increase your premiums for every individual unit owner. So I hope this has been informative. Condos are great. I just think you just got to do more due diligence. Find out what tomorrow brings, because there's a lot of things going on. You buy your condo, you know the taxes are going to adjust based upon the purchase price, so you have that to deal with next year. But what are the association fees going to do? Is there a board meeting? Find out. Get involved. Ask. Go ask a neighbor. Go find out what's going on. So it's really good to be informed, prepared, and before you spend money on home inspections and appraisals, look at the budget. If you do not know how, give me a call, Didier. You can see my contact info in Florida. That's where I work. That's where I'm licensed, only in the state of Florida. So that's the only where I'm going to be good at. But if you want me to look at your budget, I'll be glad to look at it and review it with you. Whether you use me or not, I'll teach you, I'll educate you, whether you're a realtor, a home buyer, you know, just give me a call. It's a quick, you've got a budget, send it over to me. Let's take it and see what's going on. Thank you for tuning in. I'm trying to make this informative so you can learn and grow. Please go to my website at www.ddamortgage.com and let me know how I can help. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buying Florida with your host, Didier. For more information and to apply for a loan, please visit ddamortgage.com. That's ddamortgage.com. Or click on the link in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.